I just wanna thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life, all the Benjamins he let me count, wealth and health for my family, and let me fall on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles, and she tell me stay win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Bottle after bottle, bottle drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster, and I lay back.
Podcasting live from Super Church Radio, ATM's at the door. It's your boy Superior Sacram at you one more again. It's our Twomp episode, the 20th episode, y'all. Thank y'all for still tuning in. Y'all know I really don't got no designated time, so thank you for sticking it out with me, you know what I mean? Today I'm gonna start, I'm going to do the podcast like backwards. You know, I do it like this sometimes. I'm going to do the news first, and then we'll go into today's topic. Yeah, we're going to get the sponsors in. You know, the podcast is brought to you by Sickness.net. Get affected by the masses. Also brought to you by Grind Clothing Company. Success is not a destiny. It's a grind. And we also got a new sponsor in. Our new sponsor is... Damn, where's the work at? Oh, yeah. New sponsor is Craig's Kicks. That's craigskicks.com. Craig's got them. Get them before they're all got. Yeah, check them out. They got some fly shoes, fly clothing. craigskicks.com. And y'all know to hit me up. SuperChuch@gmail.com. That's SUPACHUCH @gmail.com. Alright, I'll start the podcast off giving props to Mike Strahan. You know, the dude used to play with Giants. Dude with the gap in his mouth. Dude on, what used to be Regis and Kelly. Now, Kelly and Mike, they said the ratings went hella high when he got there, which surprised me. And now he just got a gig at Good Morning America. That's what's up. Give props to him. What else is cracking? Oh yeah, we got Oprah Stepmom. This man, niggas is so unappreciative. Oprah Stepmom, right? And it's like a stepmama that she didn't even fuck with. Basically, his mama, new bride. I mean, her daddy's new bride. So the lady is divorcing Oprah's dad. And, you know, when they got married, Oprah bought her daddy a $1.4 million house in Nashville. And if you ain't up on game, like, a $1.4 million house in Nashville is like in California, like a $5 million house. You know, the house is huge. So, okay, she bought a house. And now, the dad is divorcing her. You know, she bought the dad the house. So, you know, Oprah sent homegirl some paperwork saying she got to get out the house. And Oprah, being as cool as she can be, she offered the lady another house. The lady denied the new house. And then Oprah said, well, go ahead and sign this paperwork, you know. It was, you know, like a confidential disclosure form, you know, basically said she can't write no books about Oprah or probably even her talk about Oprah's dad or whatever matter. The lady said, nah, she ain't signing that. And Oprah's still offering the house to get the fuck out her house. And this crazy lady is like, nah, she ain't signing this shit, and she don't want to get out. She going to well, inside edition, you know, Access Hollywood, all that bullshit, talking bad, and you know she got a book that she about to write. So if I was Oprah giving her 60 days to leave, well, I was Oprah, I'd throw her out the window right now. Motherfuckers, it's crazy, man. What else cracking? Dennis Rodman, he been saying he's somewhere overseas at some like legend basketball game with a gang of dudes who loosely were legends who play in the NBA. He's dressed in drag and shit trying to get attention. And I gotta really say, Dennis Rodman, it's time for you to cut it out, man. You look ridiculous. And I'm one of the dudes, when he was wearing the dress and shit, I said, man, he doing that shit for attention, you know what I mean? He trying to be a fool, you know, that fool ain't gay, you know what I mean? This and that, I'm saying. I read his books, I read both his books, because I kind of respected Dennis Rodman, because he's a dude who didn't give a fuck. I respect dudes who don't give a fuck. And like, he didn't give a fuck, you know what I mean? But now that shit is looking tired, he's looking old, he's old. Cut it out. Just cut it out, man. All right. We also got some news with Jay-Z and Dre getting to a little funk. We might have us a battle royal, you know. Let me read y'all what I found. Rock Nation's Jay Electronic and Jay-Z remix Drake's We Made It, where Jigga takes direct aim at Drizzy and defends his knack for rhyming about high-profile art. Hov takes the opportunity to stun on his haters with a little verse. On the verse he says, sorry, Mr. Drizzy, for so much art talk. Silly me rapping about shit that I really bought. Why these rappers rap about the guns that they ain't shot and a bunch of other silly shit that they ain't got. I'm on my Lupita Nyong'o sudden on stage after 12 years of slave. You know, that's what Jigga hit him up with. He called him Miss Dreezy. Because he said this, because in a recent interview, Drake specifically called out Jay-Z over his art references. Drake is interested in art, but he scoffs at how trendy art shoutouts have become in rap. It's like Hov can't drop bars these days without at least 4 art references, he says. I would love to collect at some point, but I think the whole rap art world thing is getting kind of corny. Yeah, he needs to smack Drake for that. Drake had no business saying that. None whatsoever. And just like Jig said in his verse, nigga, I'm rapping about shit that I really got. Yeah, he was talking out of turn for real. And it's an update to this story, which says Young Money's Drake is giving hip-hop fans a reason to pay attention after reportedly responding to a diss shot his way by Jay-Z. The song is called Draft Day, and this dropped on April the 2nd. And on this song, the Canadian rapper gives shout-outs for soon-to-be pro quarterback and good buddy Johnny Manziel, NBA star in the waiting Andrew Wiggins, and actor Jennifer Lawrence. And on this song, Drake, he samples Lawrence Hill, 1998 doo-wop. And on this song, he said, they talking crazy, I was out of town. You know they love to pop all that shit when I'm not around. But when I'm here, psh, not a sound. That's basically, his diss was kind of weak. You know what I mean? I guess he didn't want to come out and diss Jay-Z by mentioning his name like Jay-Z mentioned his name. But as long as it stay on wax, that'll be a nice one I like to see. But it'd be kind of ugly, because I know if Lil Wayne got in there with him, oh yeah, it'd be real ugly. And Lil Wayne mentioned numerous times Jay-Z is damn role model and shit. But yeah, maybe Drake needs to just keep it right there. Yeah, because I don't think he wanted with Hov, but if the whole Young Money camp got in, it might be ugly for Hov. You know what I mean? Hov is an old dude. Alright, now in our, let me see, I got some Kardashian news. There's some racist shit going on with, it's not the magazine, it's a Vogue magazine. They had Kim Kardashian and Kanye on the cover. And this is really, we should be giving up, because this is the first time ever Vogue had a rapper on it. It's the first time they had a reality check on it. And it's the first time they had an interracial relationship on the cover. You know what I mean? First time for Vogue magazine. And this magazine, the best they ever did was 600,000. So it's a big magazine, but I thought they did better than that, but their best selling ever cover was with Lady Gaga, which did 600,000. But all the fans of Vogue magazine, including numerous people in Hollywood, said they canceled their subscriptions. It's just hella racist undertones with all this bullshit. Even Naomi Campbell, black ass, gonna come out there and open her mouth saying, she said basically, like, she has no comment on it, you know what I mean? Like, but she, you know, she was on some bullshit, like, I don't, like, she was appalled by seeing Kim Kardashian on there and Kanye. And, but I guess their fan base is kind of racist, though, because Rihanna cover didn't do horrible, and people was talking about that. Again, Madonna, even though she's not black, you know what I mean? If it's the first thing, the word wigger, Madonna is that. But Madonna, you know, they raised hell when she was on the cover. Vogue don't want no motherfuckers on there but, like, Euro models and shit. They definitely really don't like no color on that motherfucker. Alright. And the football, yeah, that's really nothing to talk about. But the football, NFL, they on some bullshit once again. I already told you, can't say the word nigga in the football now no more. It's a 15-yard fine if you call saying the word nigga. And the only reason why they doing that, because the white dude, Incognito, got into a whole thing saying nigga. So now everybody being punished for it. And you also can't dunk the field goal post after a touchdown. NFL, like they say, I guess it's starting to stand for the No Fun League. It's crazy. Alright, B2K. And now I'm being referred to B2 Broke. Lil Fizz, member of the R&B group B2K, has filed bankruptcy, and we here have the paperwork. It's fucked up all motherfuckers to get this access to your bankruptcy documents. Now let me tell you, he lists his income at the time as $3,250 a month, and his expenses every month at $4,937. He had $300 in his Wells Fargo checking account. He says he has $500 in clothes and a $200 electric scooter. However, he has a $200,000 mortgage on a Northridge, California apartment. $2,000 debt on his Sears charge account. Owed $2,000 on another credit card. $45,000 on a Land Rover, $49,000 on another car, and $32,000 on another car, along with various other debts. He has some assets there. Well, almost have them, huh? They're in his possession, shit. According to his docs, he lists himself as self-employed entertainer. He brought in $3,250 from his job a month, but he was paying $2,425 a month on his home, $408 in transportation, and not from his three cars, $1,200 to other people he supported, and $200 in food, which left him with a negative balance of $1,687 a month. And last year, Lil Fizz lost a home and part of his bankruptcy. And last year he was finally discharged from bankruptcy, and his debt was wiped clean. What? Lil Fizz lost home as part of his bankruptcy. Okay, no, that's recently. He lost his crib, but last year he got hit by the IRS. But he was discharged from his bankruptcy, and his debt was wiped clean. So basically, he paid his shit last year. So okay, so he's making about $40,000 a year. You know, that's way more than your average motherfucker. He got 3 cars, a condo, and supporting other people. Saying to me, like, this boy, he trying to live like B2K, still making hit songs, you feel me? I mean, I met Lil Fizz before. He got his shit clear now, so I guess I can say this without getting him in trouble. Lil Fizz had a little money. And as you can see, as it say on this shit, the boy got, you know, a $45,000 Land Rover. 49, and this is what he owe on these cars too, so mind you, that's like a $100,000 Land Rover probably. Another $49,000 car, and then a $32,000 car they saying he has. And I know he got an SUV Porsche, and the motherfucker had a dispensary he owned, or co-owned, in L.A. A medical marijuana dispensary, and if you ain't knowing, that is the boom in this business right now. If you get involved in the medical marijuana business right now, it's a lot of red tape though. You gonna eat. I'm talking in small towns. We talk about not even a bit, because there's more competition in the city. I'm estimating $10,000 a day. That's nice money, man. Church. Alright, more super church news of rappers fucking off their money. The entertainer who only a couple years ago tried to run for the Haitian presidency reportedly is in debt to Uncle Sam to the tune of $2.9 million in tax liens. Through a confidential agreement that was drawn up, the international 44-year-old Haitian ambassador reportedly said he would fork over $100,000 to entertainment law firm Chicot, Arrow, Hafer, Weber, and Herbsman to settle an outstanding bill of $133,000. This is Wyclef Jean, and according to Smoking Gun, was requested to satisfy his outstanding debt with the law firm by 2 installments, $10,000 by last August 1st and another $50,000 by the end of the last year. According to the alleged agreement, if Jean made the 2 payments totaling $60,000, the law firm would waive $40,000. If the entertainer, however, failed to make good on the agreement, an additional 10% annual interest would also get tacked on to the $100,000. While Clev Jean did not make the payments, didn't make any payments to the firm, according to Smoking Gun, his accountant, David Levon, reportedly sent out an email in January to the celeb's creditor stating, "In my most professional verbiage, there ain't no money." The email was sent out in response to the law firm's threats of impending court action against Jean. Levin reportedly told the Legal Eagles to go ahead and file it, and they did. Now Jean reportedly owes the firm $102,040. Man, my Clef was eating too. I hope he's trying to hide some money or something. I hope he really... Money ain't low, man. And, is this a Fuji thing? You see, Lauryn Hill just go to jail for not paying taxes. Matter of fact, they saying she owes some more money right now. She in tax, more tax problems right now as I speak. Damn shame. They say every dollar you make, put one up. Put 50 cents up for the tax man, just to be on the safe side. That's hard as fuck to do, though. Alright. Dancehall singer Sean Kingston reportedly had a rough outing in Los Angeles last week after having one of his luxury vehicles repossessed. Damn, ain't no good news, huh? Details and footage of the incident have landed across the internet. Sean Kingston's night out took an unexpected and humiliating turn when his Bentley got repossessed on Sunset Boulevard. And TMZ has a video of his crew squaring off with the repo man. A very dangerous job. According to our sources, Kingston valeted his car at the Mondrian Hotel in West Hollywood last night. The valet kept the car in front because that's what they do with high-profile rides. And that's when the repo crew struck. We're told the repo guys backed in their tow truck and hooked up to Billy in a matter of seconds. Impressive, because the hotel has a really small driveway and valet area. Despite putting up a verbal fight, Kingston still lost his vehicle. Someone got shot off the hotel, and in the video floating online, you can see him arguing with the repo guy. And at one point, he yells, "I paid for it already." Too little, too late. The Bentley got towed. Cops were called for the fight, but no arrests were made. Damn. Yep. That was embarrassing right there, man. Whether he paid it or not, that was very embarrassing. All right, the next news right here. Y'all know how Chris Machiavelli Brown and Justin Dean Bieber, you know, as my, what I like to call the dickhead duo on the Super Church show. I got news in it every time. The 20 times I done did this show, I swear I think 17 times it was some news of them two motherfuckers getting in trouble. For real. But somebody wants to dethrone the motherfuckers. Take a guess who it is. Chief Keef. Chief Keef, he wants to be one of the dickhead duos. I ain't gonna make it three. I'm just gonna keep a duo of dickheads. But Chief Keef, he is gaining on, I'm gonna say gain on Bieber. I'm gonna say Chris Brown got number one still, since he currently in jail. But yeah, Chief Keef want that damn title bad. Let me tell y'all the latest. Chicago rapper Chief Keef has provided a minor update on his status after being dragged into a publicized shooting which took place at his manager's home this week. Rather than fully address the situation, Keith killed rumors about possibly sustaining gunshot wounds. Who lied and said I got shot? Stop it, girl. This girl goes out to you boys, too. That makes no sense, but that's exactly what he tweeted on March the 27th. Details of a shooter from his manager's home surfaced online last week. The house where a shooting took place in Northfield early is rented by the manager of troubled rapper Chief Keef, said Victor Meta, who manages the property for the owner. They'll be getting thrown out. It's unclear if the rapper, whose real name is Keef Cozart, was present at the time of the shooting or otherwise involved. Northfield police said the afternoon that the shooter remains under investigation. At the time, but I did hear that there was some breaking news this afternoon that I haven't received yet. And the reports claim the teenage rapper may have been present at the shooting. That I don't like it, Spitter was reportedly present during a shooting in the home of Hap Road in Northville, Illinois, that landed someone in a hospital. This was on Wednesday, March the 26th. Keith's lawyer confirmed that he was present during the shooting, but maintains CK wasn't the shooter. The rapper was taken into police custody, however, earlier in March. He spent some time in handcuffs. When officers approached his vehicle, we're told he reeked of pot in the car dead. According to our sources, Keith openly admitted to smoking before driving. We're told police administered a field sobriety test and Keith failed. He was placed under arrest at the scene. In addition to DUI, Keef was also charged with driving on a suspended license and cited for having no proof of insurance. And the boy just got out of rehab. And I'm sure he's on some type of probation, parole situation. So yeah, he might be going back to the clink. He don't give a fuck though. That's one thing I think about Chief Keef. He do not give a fuck. I say, like, motherfuckers who talk bad about him, like, I don't know if you want to say I'm talking bad about him right now, though, but he known to approach motherfuckers who talk bad about him on the radio and all that shit, you know what I mean? But, hey, I'm a reporter, buddy. That's what I'm doing. Yep, all right. Grammy-winning rapper Kanye West is the only hip-hop star teaming with mega sneaker giant Adidas, as reports claim the Neptune's Pharrell Williams has now joined the fold. According to reports, Skateboard P's own signature collection will arrive as early as this summer. No stranger to high-profile collaborations, Pharrell has a long history of working with established apparel brands. And to be fair, he's had more than enough practice. Pharrell once headed up the creative direction for Reebok's now-defunct ice cream trainer line, and he has also worked with brands of Bathing Ape, Timberland, and Palladium. Along with a new business venture, Pharrell also has his own signature fragrance set to release this upcoming fall. Props to my boy Pharrell, man. That's a dude I always like, man. I watched his whole career, and I remember he was the underdog, man. And then he finally got some shine when he did some beats for Noriega, Super Thug, all that. And now he finally done blew the fuck up. Man, kudos to that dude, man. And fashion-wise, I don't even know why he even went with Adidas. He should have did his own thing. He did his shit with Reebok. I don't even think they even said that. Yeah, he came with ice creams on his own. I think a Beige and Abe was kind of behind working with him on that, though. But then Reebok got him. He came out with Reebok ice cream kicks. But he should be independent, man. He don't need the motherfuckers behind with him, because he got the fashion shit on lock. What he wear, motherfuckers copy and shit. Billionaire Boys Club, that's still my favorite shit. All right. Love and Hip Hop news. The chick from Mob Wives. Her name is Renee. I want to say Grisano, something like that. I'm not sure if it's Grisano, but Renee is her name. And she, like, loosely did work with hip-hop artists, stylists for him, I believe. She's set to be on the new Love & Hip Hop. And I think that would be a nice addition to that. And in more Love & Hip Hop news, y'all see that Benzino shit? Damn, that was crazy. If y'all don't know Benzino, dude from Boston, got a group called Made Man. He had a couple of rap groups. He's like an older dude, but he's like a legend with Boston rap. Like, his mom was on her deathbed, and his mom finally died, so he went to Boston to a funeral and shit. And they said it was problems, like, when his mom, it was like a big problem, and this happens in lots of black families, which is just very shameful. Motherfuckers get to arguing over the assets before a motherfucker even dead and shit. So that type of shit was going on while she was sick. So he said the family was kind of split up. And then, somehow his mom lost the house or some shit. His mom ended up losing the house. Somebody wasn't paying something like that. He got too much money for that shit. If y'all don't know, he a co-owner of Source magazine. It was him and another dude who owned Source. So that, he had that $20 million from that type of shit. Now he owns Hip Hop Weekly, and then all this music bullshit that he do, another side business. So the boy got some paper. For his mom to be losing the house is just horrible. But anyway, so he's going to the funeral, and on his way to the funeral, he see his nephew. And when I say they at the funeral, like, you know, the line you be in when all the cars fall on the funeral? He get there, and his nephew let him have it. Blah, blah, blah. Shot him. Shot him, like, about 3 times. Like, I think he got shot in his arm or chest. He got shot 3 times, you know, above the waist. His nephew was trying to murk him. And then, you know, when I heard that shit, I'm like, damn. Then I finally seen photos of his nephew. Nephew like an older dude too. He ain't no kid. You know, you hear nephew think young, but yeah, this motherfucker grown as fuck. So man, they family fucking for real. And for dude to come with that type of anger, man, and not giving a fuck like that, you gotta think that shit, he felt he was right. He felt that Benzino did something wrong. You know what I mean? That's crazy. And all this supposed to be captured on Love and Hip Hop too, boy. So the executive producer of that, Mona Scott, she is loving it. Loving it. Alright. Miami rapper Trick Daddy is making headlines this week for the wrong reasons. After reportedly finding himself in handcuffs on a handful of criminal charges, including drug possession. According to reports, the unexpected artist went down Thursday, April 3rd. He was caught with a loaded gun, suspended driver's license, possession of cocaine. Trick Daddy government named Maurice Young was stopped by members of the Broward County Drug Task Force while leaving his home in Miramar. According to the arrest report, the 39-year-old rapper was behind the wheel without proper certification, so police requested a search warrant, eventually finding a weapon stashed in the bedroom and narcotics on the nightstand. I ain't no way in hell I would let him into my house. Unless he must be on some type of probation or parole to even let some motherfuckers in his house if he know he had that bullshit in there. The rapper reportedly admitted to having cocaine and marijuana inside his home. Young said he was aware and asked if it was because of child support payments. It was at that time the BSO deputies revealed they were there conducting drug surveillance. Damn. The Miami-born ticket to the house singer initially admitted to having cocaine and maybe marijuana roaches inside his home and signed a consent form, but he revoked it after detectives made entry. Oh, that sounds fishy as hell. Yeah, he didn't let them motherfuckers in. That don't make no sense. He a dude from the streets, too. He don't know how he let them motherfuckers in. Along with drug possession, Trick Daddy was charged on other criminal offenses. Young was arrested and report listed the charges as two counts of possession of a firearm by a felon, possession of cocaine, and driving with a suspended license. Court records show Trick Daddy is out of jail now on a $6,100 bond. Excuse me. Yeah, that's scandalous right there, man. He didn't let them motherfuckers in this shit. He might be able to beat that case. Shit. And a wowzer moment of the week / month, or whenever I decide to do the Super Church Radio. George Zimmerman. This should make all y'all blood boil right here. George Zimmerman. Y'all know the dude who killed Trayvon Martin and beat the case. He was a guest at a gun show in Florida signing autographs this month. Yes, I will repeat. George Zimmerman was a guest at a gun show in Florida signing autographs like a celebrity. Wowzer. So I can say about that. Yeah, that's our news for this week. So now I'm going to get into today's topic. Okay, now I'm again to today's topic. Gray braids, aka nigga, you too old to wear that and be banging. Gray braids. And when I say gray braids, what I'm talking about, it's like a nigga that just don't know when to quit. You know what I mean? A nigga who like still out there trying to act like he 24 years old. Bandana in his back pocket. Swinging earring. Trying to be cool. Church shoes on. You know what I'm saying? A nigga that's supposed to been gave it up. Pumping up the youngsters. That's the problem with gray. Now, when I say gray braids, I ain't talking about an OG that's taking care of the hood, keeping everything solid, because that's needed. As you can see in the previous show I did called OG Guidance, which I think every neighborhood needs. You know what I mean? Like, the neighborhood I'm from, that's like a generation probably younger than us. But other than that, it's like, you know what I mean? We don't got no 15-year-olds and shit like that banging the neighborhood, because, you know what I mean? Shit got so wild and all that bullshit, like, niggas stopped putting motherfuckers on. Then nigga got so ganged up, nigga didn't want to ruin niggas' life, fuck shit up. You know what I mean? Niggas won't let their little brothers and shit like that on, nephews and all that shit. But this kind of on another level, but in a way, that's kind of fucked up, because then motherfuckers end up straying and end up being, thank God, you know, none of my niggas, like, you know, family bloodline went to, like, rival neighborhoods or shit like that. But shit has happened like that. Niggas from my neighborhood, they folks done went to another, you know, another section of town and all that bullshit, like, you know what I mean? It's just, that's just the game, you know what I mean? But when I'm talking about gray braids, I'm just talking about them niggas that's just basically in the way. You know what I mean? Acting like he a young nigga and ain't gonna bust a motherfucking grape in a fruit fight. You heard me? Church. And then it's like gray braids. That's that nigga at the club. And a FUBU shirt on. Thing in the hip. Just all in the way. You know what I mean? Nigga with a P. Miller velour sweatsuit on. Thing in the game. Lately, in my neighborhood, in my city, basically. Not my neighborhood, my city. It's been so many motherfuckers getting knocked down, man. And it kind of come down, man, to niggas not doing shit right. Niggas not controlling the little homies. And you know, in some neighborhoods, the BGs just have no respect for older niggas. And I don't. And you can't blame them when it's a gray braid ass nigga who's just in the way. Nothing but in the way. So yeah, them niggas is just a mess and just won't quit. Chipping on the side, you know what I mean? All that scandalous shit. Because other than that, you gonna outgrow that shit or you gonna be a fly motherfucker with your age like me. Church. Yeah, so I just wanted to punch that in on y'all niggas for this show. This was basically just a news show. But I had to talk about the gray braids nigga. Nigga with a bandana, snot rag in a pocket, and they too old for that shit. Nigga, you too old for that shit. Go take care of your 9 motherfucking kids, nigga. With that, I'm out, y'all. Super Church Radio, get at us. SUPACHUCH@gmail.com. And I'm going to end my show like I end them all. Feel free to be yourself because everybody else is taken. Church.
I just want to thank God for all the pretty women he led into my life. All the Benjamins he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me fall on these niggas.
Man, it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles. If she tell me stay win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church. Till I overdose, pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time